Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. Joining us now is TD Teron Davenport, ESPN Titans NFL Nation reporter. Do we have TD? Okay, we are awaiting TD, but there was one thing that I wanted to ask TD about, and this came out in Jim Wyatt's mailbag, a little tidbit that was buried in one of the questions, and one of the questions was about Malik Willis. And in Jim Wyatt's mailbag, he says Malik's roster spot isn't guaranteed, even with the new rule, the new quarterback rule. Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis will be on the 53-man roster because Tannehill is the starter and Levis was the 33rd overall pick, and he's going to be given time. So Malik needs to keep improving and earn his spot. This kind of caught on like wildfire. Like, I saw articles on CBS Sports. Mm-hmm. I saw it all over Titans Twitter. My question is that not something we didn't already know? That Malik Willis's roster spot was not guaranteed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though the league has said you can carry three quarterbacks, and we have TD on the line now.
Well, I'll get TD's thoughts on this.
Let's get TD on.
TD joins us now. TD, appreciate you for joining us. TD, we were breaking down Jim Wyatt's most recent mailbag, and he says Malik's roster spot is not guaranteed, whereas Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis will get the nod and will have the roster spots. I think that's kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. What was your take on Jim Wyatt saying that, and what does Malik Willis – what do you think will happen with the three quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think it is – quite honest. I mean, it's not guaranteed. Obviously, Will Levis and Ryan Tannehill, they have their spots. I think Willis, you know, his main thing is just going to have to show drastic improvement from last year and continued improvement from how he performed in OTAs and minicamp. That's going to be the main thing. Fortunately, they have the rule, which you know about, where the third quarterback can be, you know, there's a separate roster spot for that. So that's a good thing for him. And it's just really going to come down to how they value that roster spot, right? That active game day, you know, active, the ability to have that third quarterback versus that sixth or seventh receiver or fourth running back or fifth safety that would be a gunner or something like that on special teams.
TD is with us, Teron Davenport, and you say he needs to show significant improvement. And I would agree that something that Jim Wyatt talks about in his mailbag as well is Malik Willis's improvement, that he needs to earn his roster spot. What do you think that looks like, Malik Willis earning his roster spot?
I think it's getting in and out of the huddle the way he has. I think it's going through his progressions, throwing with anticipation, and just overall playing the quarterback position and just being a leader. In the huddle, in the building, and on the field, all of that. I think that's really what it entails. And obviously it's going to involve performing in these preseason games, which he's going to get plenty of opportunity to do that because, you know, Tannehill doesn't typically play in the preseason. So now you're looking at least a half for each guy, and that's a good opportunity for both of them.
Yeah, TD, that's what I was going to ask you because, you know, his roster spot is sort of shaky right now. It's not guaranteed to him, meaning Willis or, you know, frankly, you know, a lot of these players. You know, how does it look in a preseason, especially if you're a team that wants to see what you have in your second round picking Will Levis, but you also – you know, want to give, you know, Willis a fair shot because, you know, frankly, you know, last year it wasn't fair. It really wasn't. But the game is not fair and you got to be prepared and ready to go. But he just wasn't put in a advantageous position, meaning Willis, to go out there and perform. So do you think that he will get the sufficient enough time in the preseason?
Yeah, I think so. And I think just knowing what he went through last year and just that was kind of a, you know, baptism by fire. And he said that he's a lot more comfortable this year having done everything last year. So I think that whole experience surviving that in itself will give him the time to be able to come out and do the things that he needs to do. And then additionally, playing a full half, you know, that's going to be really good for him. So I think, you know, you look at all that together, it's going to be a much better situation. Now, how the offensive line works is going to be interesting because obviously we know, you know, the situation with Petit, how much is it going to allow him to play, right? You know, is he going to take the second and third team reps, which would be, you know, with Willis and Levis? Is that going to be the pitcher? Or, you know, how is the backup offensive line going to be? Will he be protected enough? You know, so those are all things to look at.
Talking to Teron Davenport, talking Titans. Teron, your counterpart over on ESPN that covers the Patriots had a little note in what looks like a notes column. He had some bullet points, what's going on with the Patriots. Sort of a slow news cycle, but he did mention in DeAndre Hopkins that they felt like this is, again, through the prism of his contacts in New England, that the Titans offer was more aggressive. How do you interpret that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. I know, you know, from talking to people, they did, you know, everything they can to influence him to sign with them and not even, you know, take the other visit. But once it was decided that he was taking a visit, they were confident in what they offered and as far as, you know, the contract as well as just the experience. And they felt that they have a good shot. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Mike Reese and his Patriots contacts or whoever his contacts are have steered him in that direction.
So this is not really new news to you, I'm sure. It doesn't really change how you've answered this because we've been asking you this for, I don't know, a month now or getting close to it. But it did seem like there was implied that there were a lot of incentives here that in these offers, right? And hitting those incentives will be a big key to how much money DeAndre Hopkins would make.
Yeah, I would imagine there are incentives in the offers, and I think it's likely to be earned ones, which is a good thing. That's attractive to the player, you know, so that's something. It's just really interesting how it's coming out that the Patriots made the offer. I didn't know that that was the case. And I had wondered that, you know, after they redid, they signed Devontae Parker and that dropped his cap hit, I thought that maybe that would allow them a little more flexibility, and I guess that's what it did.
Now, do you believe the Titans backed themselves in a corner in this situation because they didn't go out and address the receiver position in free agency, even though they did with Chris Moore? I know that. But then they didn't draft one into the seventh round, I believe, in the draft. And now they put themselves in a position where they need a bona fide pass catcher, an experienced pass catcher. Now they have no situation. They have no you know, recourse but to just sit here and wait on Hop.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like they did push themselves in a corner. But then it also makes you wonder, like, did they put all their eggs in that DeAndre Hopkins basket? That's the thing that I wonder is, okay, because remember Mike Vrabel has said that, you know, free agency is ongoing and it doesn't end just when the first two, you know, main periods end. There's still possibilities and guys that, you know, ways that they could address the position. And it just makes me wonder if they firmly felt that this was going to happen with DeAndre Hopkins. And then also you have the rumors that came out, you know, the C.J. Stroud deal, to move up to get him with Arizona. Supposedly Hopkins was in that deal. So you never know. I think they have backed themselves in the corner, but I wonder if it was intentional.
TD is with us. TD, in that Mike Reese report, he says the Titans have been more aggressive, which is awfully vague. When he says more aggressive, do you think that he's implying that the Titans have been more aggressive than the Patriots have, maybe through the entirety of this process? Or the Titans have been more aggressive as of late than they were at the beginning of the D-Hop sweepstakes?
Yeah, I don't know because, you know, that's Mike Reese's report, so I don't want to put any you know, conjecture on that or mm-hmm. anything like that. But, I mean, if I had to answer the question, I would say, like, I know that they put the press on him when he was here, right? And I know that him leaving the building, they felt good. And they said, you know, what I was told is they were going to lay back, let him go ahead, spend some time on the visits, do whatever he had to do, and reconvene at some point. So I wonder if them reconvening is the part that Mike Reese is saying that has been more aggressive. I don't know. I haven't heard anything in regards to that, but that could definitely be a possibility.
TD, you are the very best. A happy belated birthday to you. Hope you enjoyed a nice celebration and a nice little getaway.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I did. I enjoyed it.
Good, good, good. I'm glad. Appreciate you, TD. We'll chat with you next week.
All right. Take care.
Yep. All right. Thanks, TD. Coming up next, we'll react to what he had to say about DeAndre Hopkins and also about Jim Wyatt's most recent mailbag saying Malik Willis's roster spot is not guaranteed. Your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025. Caroline Willie and D-Mace is brought to you by the New Zen Sports Sportsbook, the only sportsbook in Tennessee with a cash rewards program. Betting just got better. Download their app today. 1025-1063, The Game.